USA Radio News.
We are looking to get this done as quickly as possible. He's a truly outstanding person, as you know. He's got an unblemished record. This is a terrible thing that took place, and it's frankly a terrible thing that this information wasn't given to us a long time ago, months ago, when they got it. They could have done that instead of waiting until everything was finished and then all of a sudden spring it. But that's what the Democrats do. That's what they do. It's obstruction. It's resistance. It's whatever you have to do.
President Trump, when asked today at the White House about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the president is also hosting the president of Poland at the White House today. Cleanup efforts continue in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Josh Bergman is one of the rescuers. He talks about the experience of rescuing his neighbors.
It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get. You hope for the...
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis is a step closer to becoming a law. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with an update.
The U.S. Senate approved the bill on a 99-1 vote this week. Only Utah Republican Mike Lee voted against it. The House overwhelmingly passed a similar bill nearly 3 months ago. The Senate bill includes a provision allowing doctors to talk to Medicare patients about alternatives to opioids. The bill needs to be reconciled with that House measure, but Senate aides say they're confident both chambers will agree on legislation by the end of this year.
A new study from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health find that kids and teens who are raised with religious or spiritual practices tend to have better health and mental health as they grow older. The study of 5,000 people found that children or teens who attended religious service at least once a week were 18% more likely reported to be happier in their 20s than those who never attended service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ratings for Monday night's Emmys fell to a new low for the annual award show telecast. The ratings are down 10% from last year and received a 7.4 share. Candace Owens from Turning Point USA is not surprised the ratings were so bad.
You've seen one award show. You've seen them all. It's a bunch of self-aggrandizing liberals in fancy dresses mocking Trump. But what's interesting here is that wherever there is an overwhelming presence of liberals, there always seems to be the purposeful omittance of God. They love to mock God. They love to mock Jesus Christ. They love to mock anybody that supports God or believes in God and Jesus Christ, and it's an interesting question as to why they do that. I operate under the theory that it's because in many ways they seek to replace God in people's lives. They feel so important, and they view themselves as God-like figures. You know, it's par for the course, so this isn't really anything to be upset about. It's what we've come to expect for all award shows.
With President Obama injecting himself into the 2018 midterm elections, he's going out and giving some speeches for candidates across the country. The president likes to take credit for the economy and the current state of the economy. Well, Art Laffer is a former Reagan economist. He talks about the economy and who really deserves the credit, President Trump or former President Obama.
Trump does deserve credit. Trump has had the first year and a half in office, has been the best year and a half in office for any president that I've ever seen, and I've seen almost everyone from George Washington on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.